We're doing Dov's minute, and we were holding in Yigdal. We say Lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe od. There haven't risen among Israel any prophet like Moshe. And our sages tell us that there's a difference between Moshe's prophecy and all the other prophets. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be fully awake and standing when he got prophecy, and all the other prophets had a vision or a dream. Moshe Rabbeinu had a conversation directly with Hashem, and all the other prophets, the Rambam at least holds, their prophecy came through an angel. And that's why the other prophets always saw a mashal. The other prophets that you read, they saw some kind of allegory, and they were given a heavenly interpretation. But Moshe Rabbeinu pel peh, he got the exact words. Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything exactly. The other prophets, when they got prophecy, they were fearful. They would stutter. They were fearful. They would melt. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not that way. That's what God says. I speak to them like two friends speak. All the other prophets, when Hashem speaks to them, they merit to have prophecy. But they couldn't have prophecy whenever they wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he wanted, he would have Ruach HaKodesh, he would have Nevuah. When Moshe had a question, he says, stick around, let me ask Hashem. So that's what we say over here, Lo kam kemoshe od. Lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe od. No other prophet is like Moshe. Moshe had exceptional things with regard to his prophecy. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we're going to go deeper into the different forms of prophecy and Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy.